Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
This is day 3 of Jonah. Today's title is Sleeping Through a Storm. Stephen Davey said, "It's ironic that pagans are praying and the prophet of God is sleeping. Jonah has a do not disturb sign over his door for the sailors and a do not disturb sign on his heart for God." Our text today is Jonah 1, verses 4 through 6. "But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his God, and they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship, and had lain down and was fast asleep. So the captain came to him and said, 'What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise! Call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give us thought, that we may not perish.'" The story of Jonah's disobedience and God's determination can be seen through two conjunctions. Yesterday's passage told us, "But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." Jonah deliberately and sinfully ran from God's call. Yet today's passage begins with the contrast of God refusing to allow Jonah to be carried away from his will. Jonah 1:4 begins, "But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea." "But the Lord" expresses not only the grace of God, but his relentless pursuit of his disobedient children. While God continually loves and pursues his prodigal children, our disobedience does have consequences. The result of Jonah's actions caused a huge disturbance in the lives of many people. Our sin never just impacts us. Sin has a way of disrupting everything in its path. Rod Mattoon vividly describes the destructive path of sin. "Transgression does not bring tranquility, but turbulence. It disturbs marriages, schools, churches, cities, nations, etc. Our disobedience to the Lord upsets many things. Jonah was commissioned to try to save people from their sins, and is now putting many souls in danger because of his sin. Here, we see the effects of sin. Sin does not bring peace, but panic. Sin does not clear things up, but brings confusion. Sin gives no permanent satisfaction, just sorrow. Sin does not give true elation, but emptiness." Jonah thought he could run away from the presence of God, but God is omnipresent, and he was not finished with the disobedient prophet. The rebellious missionary bet his own ability to run against God's willingness to come after lost sinners. He lost that bet. After Jonah had boarded the ship for Tarshish, God hurled down a massive storm. The same God who can calm a storm can also cause one. The word translated tempest means a whirlwind. The storm was so severe, the ship began to break apart. It must have been a unique tempest if seasoned sailors were so afraid that they prayed to their idols. However, during a storm of such magnitude, Jonah went to an inner part of the ship and fell asleep. While the ship's crew are praying, Jonah is sleeping. And while Jonah continues to sleep, the sailors begin tossing out everything that is not nailed down. Jonah is not just sleeping. The end of verse 5 tells us he was fast asleep. The word fast comes from the Hebrew word radam, which means a deep sleep. This word can also mean death. Jonah was sound asleep. It is interesting to note that the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Old Testament, translates this verb as to snore. Jonah is snoring away, and that is probably how the captain found him. You would think that the combination of his guilty conscience plus the storm would have kept Jonah awake, but he slept soundly. Often when we disobey God, we enjoy a period of quiet and misplaced confidence that lulls us into a false peace. This is one of Satan's tricks. Beware of disobedience because it can bring storms into the lives of those around you. Be careful to obey God, knowing that rebelling can numb your conscience and harden your heart. Consider these questions. What do you make of Jonah's ability to sleep through the storm? In what ways have you seen someone's disobedience harm those around them? What does God's pursuit of Jonah say about his grace, mercy, and love? Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, that you never stop pursuing us. I pray, Lord, that if anyone is listening today, and there is any aspect of their life where they are asleep, that you would wake them up and help them turn to you. In Christ's name, amen.